when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Cha-cha-cha. That was Peggy Lee giving us all the possibilities you could possibly have from It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. Great musical from 1966. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on Peconic Public Broadcasting, 88.3 FM, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York in the summertime, where the living is easy and the traffic is simply horrendous. Well, you may wonder what that cha-cha beat was doing underneath a Broadway show tune. It was actually written into that number by Charles Strauss, the great composer, lyrics by Lee Adams. And today we're going to look at the Latin beat on Broadway. It begins very, very early in the 20th century and goes all the way up to today. And a little bit in anticipation of the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, we're going to wind our way down to Rio. Today's show is called Latins Make Lovely Show Tunes, which is a reference to a phrase that was used, I guess, in the 20s and 30s. Latins make lousy lovers, which we all know is not the case, or at least I assume some people out there know is not the case. Latin music is such an important part of the American warp and woof of the 20th century. And it came to us in different ways. It came to us in some ways through prohibition, when a lot of people went down to Havana. And it also, of course, came through dance music. The rumba, the mambo, the cha-cha, all these things started to come up north and infect and inflect American music, popular music. And it made its way, of course, into the Broadway musical, because that was the popular music of the time. So let us go to 1919, and Prohibition is about to be enacted across America, the Volstead Act. I think it's the 19th Amendment. And so people had to find their rum for their Coca-Cola somewhere else. So where did they go? They went down to Havana. And Irving Berlin, who always had his fingers on the pulse of American life and society and mores. What a wonderful song for the Ziegfeld Follies called I'll See You in CUBA. And here is the marvelous Mary Claire Herron to sing it for us.
Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everyone is going there this year, and there's a reason. The season started last July. Ever since the USA went dry, everybody's going there, and I'm going too. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Panatellas, Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Oh, won't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you.
Quite a lot, but
that extra something they just haven't got. That is, they're so romantic. They've got more booze than the Lord will allow. If you're married to a Latin, life is just as smooth as satin for a Latin.
A Latin knows how.
Englishmen and Yankees, they've got quite a lot, but that extra something
cha-cha-cha. I'm going to do that a lot. How's your Latin rhythm going? Are you doing your Cuban hip movements? I used to take long ago ballroom classes, and I got a gold medal in the rumba, which I'm still very proud of. I think they just did it so that I would sign up for some more lessons. Anyway, we had just heard Judy Blazer from the studio cast album of Louisiana Purchase, a 1940 musical written by Irving Berlin that refutes the notion that our show is sort of titled after Latins Make Lousy Lovers. That was called Latins Know How. They sure do. And Berlin and all the composers of his day in the 30s and 40s took these Latin beats, which hadn't really been heard in Tin Pan Alley or American popular music, and used it to underscore their great musical comedies. A part of this was an initiative in 1933 by Franklin Roosevelt called the Good Neighbor Policy, which essentially said we would not stick our nose into the business of Latin America. And that flowed a little more comedy and commerce and friendship northwards and influenced the musical beat of America for much of the 20th century. Well, as I said, every composer tried to sort of get his maracas into the act, if that's the word. Cole Porter and Rodgers and Hart each had a show in 1939. Cole Porter had Du Barry Was a Lady, and Rodgers and Hart had Too Many Girls. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But from Du Barry Was a Lady, here is Mary Martin singing a number originated by Ethel Merman. Boy, it gets complicated. But Merman didn't record it. Anyway, Katie Went to Haiti. From Du Barry Was a Lady, sung by Mary Martin, written by Cole Porter.
Haiti went to Haiti, stopped off for a rest. Haiti met a native, Katie was impressed. After a week in Haiti, she started to go away. Then Katie met another native, so Katie prolonged her stay. Month in Haiti, she decided to resume her trip. But Katie met still another native, and Katie missed the ship. So Katie lived in Haiti, her life there. Thank you.
Portuguese bar, while he strummed in Havana, the distance between them was far. By and by, he got a job with a band in Holland. She got a job with a band in Holland. Ay, ay, ay. He said, I'm the attraction. She said, I am the star. But they finally married, and now see how happy they are. And play your guitar. Got a job with a band in Holland. Ay, ay, ay. He said, I'm the attraction. She said, I am the star. But they finally married and now see how happy they are. So shake your maracas and play your guitar.
Bum, bum, bum. Sounds like every song I'm going to play today ends with that kind of Latin bum bum bum. That was She Could Shake the Maracas, written by Rodgers and Hart from Too Many Girls, and it was originally sung by anybody out there? Desi Arnaz, yes, that young Cuban conga playing singer who was actually the son of a very wealthy family down in Cuba and made his Broadway debut. He isn't in that recording. I don't know why. He never recorded that particular song, but he did introduce it on Broadway. And we'll get back to Desi Arnaz in a moment. World War II comes along, and America and Latin America are very good comrades in patrolling the seas against the Axis powers. And after the war, there is an even more, shall we say, firm handshake, if not, a tidal wave of Latin rhythms on the dance floor. And Betty Garrett, some of you may remember from the film of On the Town, she was on television and All in the Family, great, great musical performer, headlined a show called Call Me Mister about returning vets after World War II. And here she sings a song that is a lament for every poor person who tried to learn a Latin rhythm on a dance floor when their kneecaps simply couldn't handle it. Here is South America, Take It Away from Call Me Mister.
Up here in the land of the hot dog stand, the atom bomb and the good humor man, we think our South American neighbors are grand. We love them to beat the band. I'm so Spanish. South America, Babaloo, Babaloo, ay, hey, Babaloo. One favor you can do, ay, hey, you can do. You beautiful lands below, don't know what you began. To put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking my Pan-American can.
Ay, ay.
I said it and I'm glad. Take back your samba, ay, your rumba, ay, your conga,
ay, ay, ay.
I can't keep shaking, ay, my rumble, ay, any longer,
ay, ay, ay.
Now maybe Latins, ay, stay in their middles. I are built stronger, aye, aye, aye. But all this making with the quaking and the shaking of the bacon leaves me aching. Olé!
Awa!
First you shake it and you put it there.
There.
Then you shake it and you put it here.
Here.
Then you shake it and you put it there.
There.
That's enough, that's enough. Take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a great big crack in the back of my sacroiliac.
Sacroiliac.
Take back your samba, aye, your conga, aye, your rumba,
aye, aye, aye.
Why can't you send us aye, less strenuous number,
aye, aye, aye.
It's getting so now, aye, that even I in slumber,
aye, aye, aye.
I hear the rockin' of maracas and the knockin' of the knockers in my caucus. Olé,
South America!
Take it away.
First you shake it and you put it there.
Oh, wow.
Then you shake it and you put it here.
I might get to like this.
Then you shake it and you put it there.
That's enough, I'm through. Please pass me the glue. I'm admitting I'll soon be splitting on what I'm sitting on.
CC.
Take back your samba, aye, your conga, aye, your rumba, aye, aye, aye. I'm dislocating, aye, my verta, aye, brelumba,
aye, aye, aye.
I got more bumps here, aye, than on a aye, cucumber,
aye, aye, aye.
Though I like neighborly relations, all these up and down gyrations try my patience.
Olé!
I think it's time to call a truce. I'm telling you, so I'm shaking loose my poor caboose.
Olé!
All of this going and this coming to this fancy Latin drumming numbs my plumbing.
Olé! South America!
Take it away!
We gave the rumba to North America. Now they want us to take it back. Folks are saying when they do the rumba, they crack, boing, their sacroiliac. What kind of talk is that? It's a conspiracy, that's what it is. They want to put Desi Arnaz out of business. Please believe me, I've been doing the rumba since I was a little boy. And my sacroiliac is still in pretty good shape. Besides, I've just been over to Roseland Ballroom where all the jitterbox set the pace. Take my word, what I saw and heard, doggone near broke up the place. Beat me, daddy, with the 9-foot bar, cement mixer, putty putty. Open the door, Charlie! Ay, 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 ay. Brother, it's rough. Enough is enough. I've done all the rock cutting. Ay, 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 I'm gonna do. Tell the band to stop jiving and jumping. Stop stomping and thumping. Stop beating and bumping. I'm so tired of digging those chicks who are hep to those solid hat licks. And I'm flat on my feet from the beat while they're getting their kicks with tricks. They can have their mop, Ovaro Rini. Bop, hey Baba Rooney. Stop, I'm going loony. What a tough situation I'm in. When I want to say, how have you been? Gotta say, how you, Joe, what you know? Will you give me some skin? Your fin, that groovy jive is driving me to ruin. Because my head never knows what the rest of my body is doing. Hey, hey, there they go again. When you hear a band rocking and swinging, drums banging and binging, your ears begin ringing, and you can't even hear yourself dance. Try the rumba, you may find romance. With those brassy nose rooting and tooting, you haven't a chance. Tell the band to play more of those rumbas. Play more of those sambas. Tell them to play more of those congas. If I try keeping up with this jive, I'll need doctors to keep me alive. With the rumba I dance, I've a much better chance to survive. So you people up here in the States, go ahead and keep swinging like Gates. Break your back till it's bent and go on being sent till you're gone. I'll take the rumba from now on.
Well, we all know who that is, and if you don't recognize that voice, you have a lot of splaining to do. That, of course, was Desi Arnaz. I said Desi Arnaz was into many girls. He never recorded anything from that show, but he became a very popular band leader and singer, and of course that led to his fame and fortune. I think in the film version of Too Many Girls, he met this redhead called Lucille Ball, and the rest we know is history. But part of the history of that song he sang, which he wrote himself, is a throwback to the previous song, which is South America, Take It Away. It sort of answers it. And I'm indebted to my friend Will Friedwald, who's one of the brain trusts of Broadway to Main Street, for suggesting that. What fun to hear those two songs put back to back. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we are going down South America Way today in a show called Latins Make Lovely Show Tunes, as a way of recognizing the Latin beat in the Broadway songbook. And I hope you're enjoying the show. We have almost 200 shows now on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and download them all for free and learn a lot about American popular music through Broadway. Well, one of the reasons that Latin American music had such a big effect on Broadway scores is everyone was dancing to that kind of music in the 30s and 40s because of the dance bands that were still a part of American life, and people wanted to sort of change it up from the foxtrots and waltzes of the 20s, and songs like Farnese, Peanut Vendor, Amapola, Tampico. These were songs that were played on every bandstand. They made it to the top of the charts, and everybody had to learn how to dance the rumba and the mambo and eventually the cha-cha and the conga. And here is a song of a poor, you know, not, shall we say, musically inclined woman in Greenwich Village in the 1930s from wonderful town, Ruth, who's trying to learn, get a story out of some Portuguese sailors, I forget, very complicated, Comden and Green, Shadarov, Field story. Anyway, this is Donna Murphy from the wonderful revival recording of Wonderful Town, music by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Comden and Green, trying to learn the conga.
Well, if I show you the conga, then will you answer my questions?
Si, si,
si, si, si, si,
si. All right, fair enough, fair enough. It's very simple, goes like this. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. That's it. That's the conga, boys. All right, now just a few questions for you. What do you think of the USA? NRA? TBA? What do you think of our Mother's Day? What do you think of the policies we've established? Yeah, that's the conga, all right. Very impressive, boys. Very impressive. What do you think of our native squaws? Charles G. Dawes? Warden Laws? What's your opinion of Santa Claus? What do you think of the consequences of somebody?
La, 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 la.
Come on, guys. I need a little concentration here, fellas. Good neighbors, good neighbors. Remember our policy. Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help me. I think you had a little too much coffee this morning, fellas. Look, I'm just trying to do my job here. Oh, goodness. Look, no speaky Portuguese. But ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. All right, stay. Stay, boys. Stay. Stay. What's your opinion of Harold Teen? Mitzi Green? Dizzy Dean? Who do you love on the silver screen? What do you think of the chemistry
between
think of our rhythm bands? Monkey glands? Hot dog stands? What do you think of Strakowski's hands? What do you think of a
conga? La 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 la.
Opinion of women's clothes, major bows, Steinbeck bros. How do you feel about Broadway Rose? What do you think of the
conga?
La 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 Wills. How do you feel about Helen Wills? What do you think of the
conga?
Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help. What do you think of our double malts? Family vaults, Epsom salts. Wouldn't you guys like to learn the waltz? Now you just want to
conga!
I'm exhausted. It was such a wonderful number that our great engineer Kyle Lynch and Dr. Wally Smith and I were congoing. We were doing a conga line all through our studios. Well, that's actually not true, but maybe you're doing one at home. That would be so exciting. That, of course, was from Wonderful Town, music by Leonard Bernstein. You heard a little bit about that good neighbor policy I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Well, poor Ruth was exhausted by the conga line, but another woman who simply couldn't tolerate Latin music anymore was a woman named Nina. And I'll let the composer-lyricist of the song, Noel Coward, explain it himself.
And I should like to sing you a song about a singularly disagreeable lady from South America who failed to emulate the admirable example set by all her compatriots and throughout her long and tawdry life resolutely refused to dance. Her name was Nina. Rita Nina from Argentina knew all the answers, although her relatives and friends were perfect dancers. She swore she'd never dance a step until she died. She said, I've seen too many movies, and all they prove is too idiotic. They all insist that South America's exotic, whereas it couldn't be more boring if it tried. She added firmly that she hated the sound of soft guitars beside a still lagoon. She also positively stated that she could not abide a southern moon. She said with most refreshing candor that she thought Carmen Miranda was subversive propaganda and should rapidly be shot. And that she didn't care a jot if people quoted her or not. She refused to begin the begin when they requested it. And she made an embarrassing scene if anyone suggested it, for she detested it. Though no one ever could be keener than little Nina on quite a number of very eligible men who did the rumba, when they proposed to her, she simply left them flat. She said that love should be impulsive, but not convulsive, and syncopation had a discouraging effect on procreation, and that she'd rather read a book, and that was that. Senorita Nina from Argentina despised the tango, although she never was a girl to let a man go. She wouldn't sacrifice her principles for sex. She looked with scorn on the gyrations of her relations who did the conga, and said that if she had to stand it any longer, she'd lose all dignity and wring their silly necks. She said that frankly she was blinded to all their over-advertised romantic charms. And then she got more bloody-minded and told them where to put their tropic palms. She said, I hate to be pedantic, but it drives me nearly frantic when I see that unromantic, sycophantic lot of sluts forever wriggling their guts. It drives me absolutely nuts. She declined to begin the begin, though they besought her to. And in language profane and obscene, she cursed the man who taught her to. She cursed Cole Porter too. From this it's fairly clear that her demeanor was so offensive that when the hatred of her friends grew too intensive, she thought she'd better beat it while she had the chance. After some trial and tribulation, she reached the station and met a sailor who had acquired a wooden leg in Venezuela, and so she married him because he couldn't dance. The surely never could have been a more irritating girl than Nina. They never speak in Argentina of this degenerate bambina who had the luck to find romance but resolutely wouldn't dare. She wouldn't dance. Hold on.
Indeed. Give it up to Sir Noel. That was his Las Vegas album. I think that's the first album I ever listened to in my whole life when I was 4 years old. You got the little reference to Cole Porter and Beginning the Beguine, another song we could have played during our Latins Make Lovely Show Tunes program today. Well, it came to Andrew Lloyd Webber to set the country of Argentina on fire for the musical stage and hear from the revival of Evita. Is Elena Roger, I think that's how you pronounce her name, the young Eva Perón, well, before she's Eva Perón, at any rate, Duarte, I think that's her name, setting Buenos Aires on fire. Take it away.
With your dirt over to me. Let me dance to your beat. Make it low, let it hurt, run it through me. Don't hold back, you're certain to impress. Tell the driver this is where I'm staying. Hello, Buenos Aires. Get this, just look at me. Dress up somewhere to go. We'll put on a show. Take me in at your float. Give me speed, give me light. Set me humming. Me up with your blood, wake me up with your knives. Watch me coming. All I want is a whole lot of excess. Tell the singer this is where I'm playing. Stand back, Buenos Aires. Because you don't know what you're gonna get in me. Just a little touch of star quality.
Love are the very best, real eye to down.
Cause you and me just have every breath in my body. Put me down for a lifetime of success. Give me credit, I find ways of paying. Rio de la Plata, Florida, Corrientes, 9 de Julio. All I want to know. Stand back, Buenos Aires. Because you don't know what you're gonna get in me. Just a little touch of, just a little touch of, just a little touch of.
The star quality of young Eva Duarte on her way to becoming Evita. Well, talk about star quality. Among the composers and lyricists who made it to Broadway late in the 20th century, fewer had more marquee value than Paul Simon. And Paul Simon tried his hand at a musical called The Cape Man, which was about a series of murders by a Puerto Rican gang in the late 1950s. Obviously not necessarily the most clement topic for a musical, but West Side Story was challenging in its day as well. Here is from the original cast album, which actually wasn't released for years. I don't know why. A fabulous score, I think, by Paul Simon from The Cape Man. And this is about, we're going to move back to New York and all the immigrants who came from Latin America, born in Puerto Rico from The Cape Man.
In Puerto Rico, came here when I was a child. Before I reached the age of 16, I was running with a gang and we were wild. I see myself those summer evenings, hanging out with boys from Lexington and Park. Red beans and rice from kitchen windows. It's supper time and the barrio is dark. No one knows you like I do. Nobody can know your heart the way I do. No one can testify to all that you've been through. But I will.
I was born in Puerto Rico and my blood is Taino, Spanish, Caribbean, my soul.
We came here wearing summer clothes in winter, hearts of sunshine in the cold. Rented this apartment. You'd watch the street lamps from your perch. In the Sacramento hour, your stepfather in black preached the fire of the Pentecostal church. No one knows you like I do. Nobody can know your heart the way I do. No one can testify to all that you've been through, but this will.
I was born in Puerto Rico, came here when I was a child.
Small change in sunlight, then I left these streets for good. My days as short as they were wild.
I'm Carlos Apache. Angel Soto,
Frenchy Cordero,
Babuchelli Cruz,
Tony Hernandez,
Salvador Agron. Your face is blurred in every grainy photo and fading headline of the daily news. One year, Wildwick School for Criminal Children. 3 years, Auburn. 1 year, Brooklyn House of Dean. 8 years, Dannemora. 1 year, Sing Sing. 1 year Attica, 5 years Green Haven, 20 years inside. Today we're free. You can
and read your story. The pages piling up in shame. Before the words release you, the guard will kill the light. The night you took the Cape Man for your name. I was born in Puerto Rico. I was born in Puerto Rico.
I was born in Puerto Rico.
En la tierra el ay bendito.
I was born in Puerto Rico.
That's a cheery piece of news.
That girl never quit anything.
What the hell happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
That was from the In the Heights, led by Andrea Burns. That's written by a young guy. What was his name again? Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's right. He went on to write Hamilton. That song may be as close as many of us will get to Hamilton this summer. Well, we're looking at the influence of Latin America, and Latin America's one of, if not the greatest composers of the 20th century was Heitor Villa-Lobos. Who wrote just about everything, symphonies and folk operas and chamber pieces. And he tried his hand in 1948 at a folk operetta called Magdalena, which ran for a couple of weeks in 1948. It didn't do well. It was never really recorded until some very smart folks like Evans Hale decided to do a concert version of it in the late 80s. So here is an authentic piece of Brazilian music that made it to Broadway. Here is Judy Kay singing Food for Thought from a studio recording of Villa-Lobos's Magdalena.
Simper and sigh when their men get
was the voice of Judy Kaye singing Hitor Villa-Lobos' score to Magdalena. Well, Villa-Lobos was a great Brazilian composer, and all eyes are going to turn in August down to Brazil, specifically to Rio de Janeiro, where the Olympics will be held. And that poor town seems to be beset by so many obstacles, but we will keep our fingers crossed because it is one of the world's most magical cities, giving us great life and food and creative arts and music and the bossa nova, which we'll get to in a future episode. But here is our good pal Hugh Jackman channeling Peter Allen from The Boy from Oz. And of course, if we're going down to Rio, we got to do it with Peter Allen and Hugh Jackman. So here is a finale to our Latins Make Lovely show tune show. I go to Rio and enjoy the Olympics. Bye. Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.